Its ground offensive in Gaza.
Over the past day, ground, air, and naval forces have struck over 250 terror targets in Gaza.
Israeli spokesperson Ilan Levy. Qatar calls for another pause in fighting are not likely this Sunday, as there doesn't seem to be any will to do so. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group.
Hoy comienza una nueva era en Argentina.
Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, said the road to rebuilding the country has begun after being sworn into office on Sunday, saying his predecessors had left the country without funds and on the path to hyperinflation. The outsider, libertarian, a former TV pundit, has ridden a wave of voter anger at triple-digit inflation, tumbling foreign currency reserves, and rising poverty amid the South American country's worst economic crisis in more than 20 years. Also, despite saying on the campaign trail that climate change is a hoax, he said Argentina would stick to the Paris Climate Accords.
The oil and gas industry must align around our North Star of keeping 1.5 within reach.
That's COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber on December 2nd. Today, with only 2 days to go, U.S. Senator Ed Markey says the oil industry is trying to block a clear statement on phasing out fossil fuel.
OPEC does not want to phase out fossil fuels. They made that very clear yesterday.
Senator Markey said young people should be afraid. This is VOA News. Ukraine has moved the first trucks to Poland by rail, bypassing a blockage of